The last week of school, the last chapter of Acts, the 14th verse. There we found some brothers who invited us to spend a week with them, and so we came to Rome. And so we came to Rome. Does it really matter how Paul got to Rome at the end of the book of Acts? Maybe it is good to notice that he did not come on a magic flying carpet. It was by earthly means. No doubt traveling just as other ships did within sight of land. Even though it was the Lord who had assured him that he would also testify in Rome, he got there the way everyone else did. And so we came to Rome. That surely must have mattered to Paul, that Luke and Aristarchus were with him at the time. And it mattered when they met fellow believers along the way at Puteoli and stayed apparently for a week with them. Later, Paul wrote from prison to Timothy, "Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry." All along the way, Paul welcomed the company of others, welcomed opportunities to share his joy in Christ, his friend, who laid down his life even for his enemies. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above, and it mattered to Paul. And so we came to Rome. While the last leg of the journey seemed relatively uneventful, it certainly hadn't been uneventful. When we look back, we see that getting to Rome was not without difficulties. Actually, the trip began almost 10 chapters earlier. Takes up a third of the book of Acts, just getting to Rome. Between that time when he said, "I must visit Rome also," and the arrival, there are attacks by his fellow countrymen in the temple, his arrest by the Romans, trials before Governor Felix and Festus, a hearing before Agrippa and Bernice, several years in prison in Caesarea, and a six-month voyage, which of course included the shipwreck and wintering for 3 months in Malta. All along the way, the Lord's assurances of his presence were with his servant, like the angel who came to him in the midst of the storm. And all along the way, Paul was on the lookout for chances to share his priceless treasure with his own people, with Roman rulers, with the people of Malta, or anyone else. And so we came to Rome. Although this was the goal of the journey and occupied a third of the book, it was not heaven. It was not to rest that Paul so badly wanted to reach Rome, but to work, to send out from Rome the glad news of peace with God to every corner of the empire as the Lord gave opportunity. And so they came to Rome. And so we have come to the end of another school year. Does it matter how we got here? Does it matter if you think you came to this point entirely by your own strength and abilities? Or if you know that it was by the forgiving grace of God and His strength? Yes, it will make a difference, even in how you sing our closing hymn. It will make a difference in how you value your friends, how you part from them, and how you view the future also. No, you have not come through the courses and will not come through the finals on some magic carpet, but in the normal way. You needed to study and pray, work and wait to arrive at this day, at this week. And yet all along it was the Lord who forgave you, who carried you, who assured you, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." Nor did the Lord leave you without other companions also, parents, roommates, friends, teachers, staff members, who care about you. You have met fellow believers along the way to strengthen you, to encourage you, and to pray for you. You have perhaps had times of difficulty, as did the Apostle Paul. And not only did the Lord bring you through these times, but along with the difficulties came opportunities to share your joy in Christ, both by word of mouth and by the way you handled the difficulties, by your life, casting all your care upon Him who cares for you. And so they came to Rome, and so you have reached the end of the school year, but it isn't heaven either. You may have reached graduation or promotion, but not eternal rest. It is to work that we have come this far, to make use of the skills we have sharpened, the knowledge that we have gained, to exercise the trust in His kind word that He has built up in your hearts, and to share the love of Christ with others. That's what makes this such a wonderful time. We stand on the threshold of time, wrapped in God's forgiveness, filled with His assurance, peace, joy, and love. Because of His dying and rising again, we can say to one another, "I will see you again, if not here, then at home above." Vaya con Dios. Go with God. Hymn 47.